Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Mike Johnston, who's the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Michigan Manufacturers Association. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Great.
Appreciate you being here with us this morning. There's legislation that would phase out the personal property tax for some businesses and manufacturing companies, and it will likely be introduced next week in the Michigan Senate. The first committee hearing is actually was scheduled for today. Tell me about the PPT.
We actually anticipate that the bills will be introduced today. And we're real excited about that because we think the personal property tax or the manufacturing equipment tax, as we like to call it, is a barrier to competition for Michigan. I mean, it's since most of the Great Lakes states have eliminated this tax, Michigan stands out as sort of a sore thumb, and it's more expensive to invest in equipment that makes things in Michigan compared to our competitors, which is just not good for growth.
I just got an email on the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox at morningshow@1320WILS. It says, ask Mike, from his perspective, how important is small business when it comes to creating jobs?
Well, we think it's very important. I mean, if you look at our membership, 85% of our members have 100 employees or less. So, people think about manufacturing, they tend to think about the big iconic Michigan companies. But the truth is, manufacturing is made up of thousands of small businesses. So we think it's a very important piece of the pie.
Well, what do you think is going to happen with this legislation?
We're confident that thing's going to pass in 2012. We think it's critical that to stay in line with the reinvention of Michigan. Last year we saw the change of the corporate income tax, so we can have a tax that looks like the rest of the nation. And the elimination of the manufacturing equipment tax should have gone along with that. But we're pleased that the Snyder administration and the leaders of both the House and the Senate are supportive of the idea of eliminating this barrier to competition.
You're going to hear that if this is phased out, that it would appear that manufacturing is really skating on paying taxes. It's gotten a lot of business breaks in the past year, and now we have this.
Well, here's the reality of the corporate income tax. And you gotta listen to those words, corporate income tax. The only companies left paying taxes in Michigan are corporations. And that tends to be manufacturers. And in fact, under the corporate income tax compared to the Michigan business tax that was eliminated, most of the manufacturers, or many of the manufacturers, saw significant tax increases. So while there was a big tax cut, the truth is a lot of very small businesses, non-industrial folks, got tax cuts while manufacturers got tax increases. So we've got sort of the double whammy of a tax increase under this corporate income tax and the maintaining of the personal property tax. And I would point out also that the Michigan business tax had in a 35% credit for the amount of personal property tax paid. It was the last effort to try to eliminate the personal property tax. But starting January 1, 2012, we lost that credit. So there was essentially a 35% increase in our personal property tax starting January 1 of this year.
So when we start talking about manufacturing in the Midwest, it seemed like states like Wisconsin and Indiana blew past us. Say this PPT is eliminated. Do you think that'll allow us to get ahead of those two states?
What it allows us to do is be competitive with states like Ohio and Wisconsin and Minnesota and Pennsylvania that have eliminated this tax. It was a move forward to have a tax that looks like the rest of the nation. In fact, Michigan is doing very well. Over the last year, we're actually outcompeting those other states for job growth, largely driven by the auto industry's rise in Michigan. In fact, over the last year, manufacturing has increased by 32,400 jobs. More than any other state in the Midwest. So we're on track, but this remains a barrier to future growth because it's a barrier to new investment and new equipment.
All right, Mike, what's next? Say the PPT is eliminated. What's next to help manufacturing succeed in Michigan?
Well, I would say elimination of this tax is critically important. We want to continue to make Michigan more competitive from a regulatory perspective. I mean, Michigan's had a long history of regulating in excess of what the federal standards are, so that it ends up being more expensive to make things here. And since we're a manufacturing state, largest sector of the economy, we have to eliminate barriers to investment for manufacturing.
Mike, you know, we hear from people who are looking for jobs, they're looking for good jobs, they're looking for resources to put people in these good jobs, especially the high-tech manufacturing jobs. What would you tell those people?
Well, it's interesting. Right now we have, while unemployment is going down, we still have a fairly high unemployment rate. But what people don't understand is there are jobs in manufacturing. We have a skills gap. I mean, talk to a lot of tool and die shops. They are looking for people and having a hard time finding people with the right skills. During the recession, you know, fewer people went into training for manufacturing, and so the infrastructure and community colleges and other places sort of atrophied. And so now we have this really awkward situation where we're trying to grow, and one of the barriers to growth has been finding workers with the right skills. So we're working with the Snyder administration to figure out how we can address that skills gap, and that will help deal with the unemployment situation.
Yeah, because what we've heard, because we talk employment and unemployment on the program quite a bit, is that there are workers out there, there are educated people who need to be retrained. Not only do they not know or can they not be put in touch with the retraining, but in some instances, funding could be a challenge.
That always remains a challenge. I mean, at some point you got to invest in yourself, and I'm talking about manufacturers, and I'm talking about individual people. Manufacturers have to pay to train people, and individuals have to pay to train themselves. Because the amount of money in the state and federal government to pay for that stuff is beginning to shrink. So I think we're coming into sort of a new era where everybody has to figure out how we're going to address the skills gap.
But no one has the answer yet.
I think Snyder administration is working on it. We're working on it with them and trying to find solutions, because, I mean, we shouldn't have a problem. Maybe it's a good problem, but where we have jobs and not the right skill sets.
Mike Johnson is Vice President of Government Affairs for the Michigan Manufacturing Association. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Tony.